Foley. Today
FM. Very windy with this the guy, odd shower
he's
today.
Awful. He's awful. He's absolutely awful.
Honestly. How difficult is reading out loud?
I mean, be today FM. Be up.
Yeah.
Highs of 12 to 15 degrees today. I'll have more at 3.
Hey, Ben, I'm loving your work. Ben Finnegan, everybody. Lots of love.
Hey, this is a lady. She's in. Are you familiar with this thing? This tree thing in Wicklow?
I know trees.
Yeah, they're like they grow on the ground.
And I know Wicklow. Am I in the right ballpark? Am I in the... Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Do you know what? Right. That's the bit. Ireland, that's the bit.
Tell me more.
Beyond the Trees Avondale in Rathdrum in County Wicklow. Are you familiar? Have you heard of it?
No.
This looks amazing. Like, it's the kind of thing you'd expect to see in, like, above the treetops of the Amazon rainforest.
Right.
Or in the jungles of Kenya.
Wow. It's
a kind of a multi-story kind of rampy skyscraper type thing. And you go up, you climb up and you're up above the trees. I'd never heard about it. Why hadn't anyone told me about this?
This sounds like the leafy tree planet Endor?
Something like that. It's something akin to Endor, except it's in Wicklow.
And there are no Ewoks. Wow, that's an impressive structure. You're showing me the picture there.
So you go all the way up to the top of it, and then there's a slide, and you can slide. Oh, yeah. You can slide down from a height.
I need to do this.
And here, someone sent me this over the weekend. Irish mammy sliding into her 70s. Like, woo. And listen to the sound she makes. Now, it's a metallic slide, a metallic circular slide. She slides down several stories. And as you can imagine, the echoing sound within the slide as she's sliding down
right.
is sensational.
Okay.
Here she is. Irish mammy sliding into her 70s. Have a listen.
See you later. Bye. Shuffle, shuffle.
Like riding a horse.
Here she goes.
Go on.
That is the sound of a fun time. As she disappears off into the distance.
See you, Granny.
Go on.
Bye. Love you. See you, Granny.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you, Jack.
Cash machine. I'm going there, man. 20,368 euro and 32 cent on the Today FM cash machine. You want to get into win? Text the word win to 57557. That's W-I-N to this number, 57557. Megan won 30,000 euro on Friday. We checked. It's not Megan, it's Megan. And now it's your chance to take all the cash. You need to know the exact total if we call you between 3 and 4. You have 52 minutes to get your text in. 20,368 euro and 32 cent. W-I-N to 57557. Texts cost €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play over 18s. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Terms and conditions on our website at www.todayfm.com. Get in by 3 o'clock. Know the total. You win it all. 20368.32. And we could be calling you after 3 o'clock. Good luck.
Paying out thousands in cash
and playing the music you love. Today,
when you wake up in the morning and you're shadowed by the dark. When you wake up in the
Foley, the afternoons. That's me. Kesha, TikTok, Calvin Harris and Tom Grennan starting the broadcast. Oh, I'm so full of Farrell. I'm a Farrellful Foley. Oh, do you know what a farl is, even, JP?
It's a potato cake, I know that much.
Yeah, but isn't it funny? In this country, we call them potato cakes, yeah?
Yeah.
When did we ever start calling them farls, and why is the we're accepting then of these blow-in companies like Tesco's and whatnot, calling them farls instead of potato cakes?
Now, I only know potato cakes that come in triangular shape.
It's still a potato cake, though, if it's in a farl shape, if it's square.
What's a farl? Oh, it's a square. Okay. All right.
Well, farls are the packet of farls that you buy. Does anyone know what I'm talking about or not know what I'm talking about? I was talking to Pam earlier on about this, and I ate so many farls before I left the house. I'm mostly farl now. Farly.
Yeah, well, there you go. See, they're starchy. They'll just blow up in your belly because there's so much starch. Spud based.
Potato farl. In County Down, we call them slim, and in Antrim, they call it fadge. Darren, was that just to get me to say the word fadge on the radio? Are you being funny, or is that actually what it's called? Don't. I know what you're doing. I know what you're thinking. Just don't do it. That lady sounds like one of those New York fire engine sirens. Ha, from Shane. This is the lady in Wicklow. Irish mam sliding into her 70s like... I think she sounds like a bird of some kind.
Yeah, or some sort of small monkey.
I was thinking like a seal, like a water seal. A seal, as it's called. Or a water... What's the...
As opposed to a land-based seal.
There's a walrus. Sea otter. Sea otter? Sea lion. Sea lions. Yeah, just like that, mammy. Yeah, love it. And Ray, I've done that Beyond the Trees thing myself. It's a cool experience. The ultimate treehouse from Penny. Penny, I'd had no idea. I was completely unaware of this.
Your kids would love that, wouldn't they?
They would. I'll send them down on the bus and I'll go for a nap. I'll stay and eat another 25 farls of an afternoon. Bow. Right, how was your weekend? 0874-100-102. Did anyone do the Great Pink Run? It was in Kilkenny yesterday. I'd say you got tremendous weather conditions. Did you in Kilkenny yesterday? I did the Dublin one the week before and it was horrific. Rain, wind, full-on weather. How'd you get on yesterday in Kilkenny in the Great Pink Run? Today FM media partners, and of course if you're doing it you can do it remotely as well. You should be wrapping that up now, actually, I suppose, at the moment. Todayfm.com/Great Pink Run. How'd you get on? Did you get involved in that yesterday? And what else? I watched two Halloween films yesterday.
Oh, fair play to you.
Watched The Nightmare Before Elm Street. The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Is that a Halloween movie?
It's a Halloween movie or a Christmas. It's more of a Halloween movie, yeah.
All right.
Tim Burton animated movie. Jack Skellington, the tall skeleton type of jack-o'-lantern type of thing. Incredible animation, looks absolutely amazing. It's a terrible film.
Oh no, really? It's a classic.
I'd fight any man who tells me it's good.
Dreadful.
Right, we'll do the roll call after Robbie Williams. Rock DJ, this is Today FM. With the floor show, kicking with your torso, boys getting high. Robbie Williams, Rock DJ, Today FM. Play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. So I watched Nightmare Before Elm Street. Nightmare on Christmas Eve. Nightmare, Tim Burton, Nightmare.
Yeah, before Christmas.
Tim Burton's new Nightmare returns. Dreadful. No,
really?
No good at all.
And yet very highly thought of by other people.
Very highly regarded, yeah. And the other one I watched was Hocus Pocus 2.
Okay.
It was fine. It was good. Bette Midler is in her mid-70s now, though. But she was good. Look, it was good. But, yeah, it was fine.
Probably not as scary as the original, was it? Even though the original wasn't overly scary. You know the movies these days, when it comes to kids, they're less scary than what we had when we were kids, no?
Neither of them are scary. Oh. It's a nice, soft Disney film. Right, they're called Tatty. Oh, this is on the... Farls. Why do we call them farls and not potato cakes like normal people? Ray, they're called tatty scones. I have a packet in the fridge from Andy. Tatty, is this a Scottish thing, is it?
Tatty scones. That's what they call potatoes,
tatties. Tatty scones. Tatty scones. Mummy, take the neeps out to the garden.
I think neeps are turnips, aren't they?
Purple bulgur alarum. Purple bulgur alarum. She sounds like one of the... Yeah, I saw that. What about Boxty, asks Karen. What about it, Karen? Boxty's different again, isn't it? Box tea is not like potato cakes, but you add some
like onions in there, or chives, or
something like that. Yeah. Lisa's there.
From up north.
Sorry, Lisa. 0874 100 102.
From up north, from County Armagh.
Right.
And it was always soda farls and potato farls.
Soda farls and potato farls. But at least for us growing up in the west of Ireland, they were called potato cakes. So hearing them called farls is just nonsense.
Never potato cakes, because it's sort of like a potato bread. So potato farl. Bye.
Oh, cheers, Lisa. What else have you got? Have you got Ronan for me as well?
Yep.
0874 100 102. Ronan!
Ray, you must have a big gym session later on tonight. I know you're a clever boy. I know what you're on.
Ha!
You're carb loading there, Ray. Getting the glycogen levels.
Absolutely.
Up.
Yeah. Huh?
Fair play.
Yeah.
Love the show!
Hey! Did we do a roll call now?
No.
Ray Foley here, JP there.
On show.
Ray, give us a shout out, please. We got you on. We're on show. Just got our planning approved. Yeehaw from Laura. Well, show,
well,
Laura.
Congratulations. Well done.
Gas main yar lads. A well needed laugh to get through the rest of the workday. I think it's that lady providing us with the laugh, really, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very little to do with us.
I like the note of sympathy in our younger relative watching her slide down the slide.
Oh, absolutely. from Jamie on Shaw and Kerry, love the show. Hey, cheers, Jamie. On Shaw, Ray and JP. Big shout out to Niamh. We're the two patients at home. Don't know whether they're sick, sick from or of school. I got you. Sick or just sick of school. And on Shaw, Ray and JP, I've done that Beyond the Trees thing myself. Love it. Guys, I got hit in the head by a falling conker, but I don't know if I can make a personal injury claim or not. Thoughts from Richie. Richie, well, who are you going to claim against? Like the council, is it? Or the tree? Conkers in general?
Ray Foley.
Come on, Richie, you got to think this through, man.
With Supermax and the Plaza.
Right. John's been in touch. 0874 100 102. Who was the text that was complaining about getting hit by a conker?
Was it Richie?
Richie texted, says he was hit by a conker, and who does he sue, or where can he put in a claim? John has just earned himself 16 extra listener bonus points.
That's a lot.
And that's on top of the 25 you get just for listening.
Right.
He says, I reckon the guy that was assaulted by the conker should report it to special branch.
John,
you did it. John, you did it.
That's good hustle right there, John.
Well done. I can't believe Ray doesn't have a potato farl guy. From Stephen in Wexford. Yeah. Do you know, I've got a guy for most things, but I don't have a potato farl guy. I just usually go to Aldi or Tesco's. Who would my potato farl guy be? Well, there's Colin Farrell.
Correct, yeah.
There's Will Farrell.
There's Farrell Williams.
Well, his farls make me happy. Hi, guys. Alan the Painter here, present and looking forward to spending the afternoon with you. I got a lovely surprise when I turned on the telly this morning, only to see Ray with Muirin presenting my favourite morning show. Looking good, Mr. Foley. Thank you, Alan. Alan, are you being sarcastic there? Because I'll have you know, I spent 3.5 hours in makeup. Most of it was prosthetic. Most of it was plastic. What's this? This is Victoria Beckham. Did you see the story? She used to have DB tattooed on her wrist, and now it's gone. And people have been saying, the papers were saying, like, oh, rocky times ahead, or the rocky relationship, they're splitting up, or she's fallen out of love with David because she's taken the DB, David Beckham, his initials, off her wrist on the tattoo. She's come out since and said, no, nonsense. She denied that her marriage is in trouble. She had a very simple reason behind the removal. She says it came down to aesthetics. She just didn't like the look of it anymore. I wonder. Yeah, because she'd be at that age, like, because she met him in the 90s. They got married in the late 90s. And I suppose now that she's a couple of decades older, she's probably reconsidered. She thinks, I don't want that tattoo anymore. I wonder, do you reach a certain age and just go, I want them all taken off?
Well, it's part of the reason I don't have a tattoo is I think I would regret it at some point.
What?
A tattoo.
Yeah, a tattoo.
Then I said tattoo.
A tattoo.
Sounded quicker.
Hello there. I'd like to get a tattoo. I want to get my star sign in a tattoo just above my navel. Excuse me, do you do tattoos? Is this a tattoo parlor?
Let me call my tattoo guy.
I just misspoke slightly.
My tattoo removal guy.
You got a tattoo removals guy.
It's ringing. Yeah, this is Aidan O'Connell. He works for Fade Laser Tattoo Removal. And it's... Hello?
Hello.
Aidan!
How's it going? Are you well?
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
How's it going, Ray? How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm reading the story about Victoria Beckham. And yeah. She's what? Will she be in her late 40s now?
So she'd be pushing late 40s anyway. I'm not sure.
I wasn't
a massive Spice Girls fan, like.
I beg your pardon. There's clearly something wrong with you then, sir. I am a massive Spice Girls fan, but even I didn't... Well, I was close enough approximation. She's 48 years of age. She was in her 20s when she got this tattoo done, and she just said she doesn't like the look of it anymore, so she's getting it taken off. You do tattoo removals?
Yeah, I have a tattoo removal studio here in Grafton Street, just down the road from you.
All right, okay, so you're in Dublin, in the city centre. What kind of then, I suppose, is there an age range where people do kind of, dare I say, cop onto themselves and go, oh, jeez, I don't want that anymore? Or that was a mistake, I'm going to get rid of that.
Yeah, funny enough, when I set the business up, I thought that there would be, everybody would be Victoria's age, like between 45, 50, kind of regrets, that kind of stuff. Most of my clients are actually much younger.
Really?
Yeah, they have a tendency to be in their 20s, very body conscious, very conscious of the art that they have on them. They might want to change it. They might want to get rid of it. Obviously, you do have people who, like, I've had two names already today that I'm getting rid of.
That's just breakups then?
That's just breakups, or else they're, you know, different stages in life will send people to take off certain tattoos of names and all that kind of stuff. But... This isn't the first tattoo that Victoria's gotten rid of. She started getting rid of tattoos 5-6 years ago.
And so what is, has she had a number of them done before?
Yeah, because Victoria had a very, she had a quite a famed tattoo down from the nape of her neck down her spine. And she started getting rid of that about 2000 and... I'd say 2014, 2015, I think, and it might be, there was some Arabic writing for David as well.
Well, he's kept all of his. I mean, he famously has loads of them. I suppose she's just over time been getting rid of them. What do you make of this business then of, or are you in the business of tattooing around them or incorporating them into another design?
Generally, if you, what is called a cover-up, unless you actually, any good tattoo artist will tell you that you should laser a tattoo down before getting a cover-up. Otherwise, it's just going to be too big and too thick. And it won't look great. There's unbelievable tattoo artists in Dublin, in Ireland now.
Yeah.
Some of the best in the world.
Really?
And like, some very, very, very talented people work in Ireland. There's about 2,200 tattoo artists, I think, around the country.
Just a booming business. That's the getting of the tattoos. I suppose if it's booming in that sense, are you booming and taking them off again years later?
Funnily enough, it's kind of counter-cyclical. There is still a massive boom in getting them. I'm busy, but like it's not out the walls. It's an interesting business because everybody who's getting rid of a tattoo has generally a story about why.
I can imagine. Yeah.
So it's a good snapshot of life. Like.
Yeah, and a moment when they got it on, and a moment when they got it taken off. Is it very expensive?
It depends how badly you want it off.
That's the answer for a lot of things, actually.
If Victoria had broken up with David, I'd say it wouldn't matter how much it would come up. Yeah. We use the very, very, very top-end technology with the Signature Pikachu. It is expensive per session with what we do. But it's not prohibitively expensive. No, you start off at €100 per session. You can then get into kind of stuff if you're taking off sleeves and stuff like that. That's obviously multiples of that.
And what kind of, for instance, on a sleeve, what residue would you be left with on a, like, if your whole arm had been done?
With the technology that we have, which is a pressure based laser machine, you aren't left with what we refer to as the old type of ghosting. Yeah. That you had of a tattoo. You can actually get rid of a tattoo to the point that you never, ever can make out where it was.
What's the biggest job you've ever done? Have you done,
I've done sleeves. I've done multiple Jacob's. Sleeves.
Imagine a sleeve, like... Because that's a big commitment when you get it done. And then just turn around years later.
Massive commitment getting it done and a massive commitment getting it off.
Taking it off again.
But, like, famous, like, I think it's I think Kyle Walker, the footballer, he got rid of a full sleeve.
Would you say to people, well, you wouldn't, I suppose, because you're in the business of taking them off. Would you say to people, give it 6 months or give it a year before you make the commitment to actually, if you think you're going to get a
What people come into me and the ink isn't even wet or isn't even dry.
Wow.
And if they go, I don't like this, and you say, you've got to let this settle.
Yeah.
Because trying to take off a tattoo in the first couple of weeks is problematic, right? Because it hasn't set properly. But we also, like, so, and often people come in and they just have had their first tattoo and they're slightly freaked out about it. Yeah, I don't have any tattoos myself, right? So, so me trying to explain to them just, but you see some incredible work come in.
That's
and
it, people yeah, just, like you said, the testament to the talent that we've got in Ireland. Where are you from?
I'm from Cork, but I lived in Dublin for years.
All right, a blow-in, like myself.
A blow-in, yeah,
that's right. Aidan, thanks for taking my call, sir. Fascinating
no
stuff.
Worries.
That's Fade Laser Tattoo Removal. Cheers, Aidan.
Yeah, cheers, thanks.
Much love, all the best. Blah, 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 blah. Ray Foley. He's my tattoo removal guy. With Supermax and Super Sub. I ain't worried about it. Today FM, playing the music you love. Wild Republic, I Ain't Worried. Ray Foley in the afternoon, how are you? I ain't worried about it. He's not worried, he doesn't get it. Ray, I feel like you don't know your guys very well. This was Aidan O'Connell I was talking to about getting tattoos removed.
Like, for guys you know well, you're always asking them a lot of questions. Like, where are you from, my tattoos removals guy?
My tattoo removals guy's from Cork, I know that.
After he told you.
Absolutely, that's the only way you find out. So I guess the question is, Ray, will you ever get your JP Forever tattoo removed? Are you at that stage yet? From Stuart in Fox Rock, who says he loves the show.
Enough.
No, well, it's funny actually, because I never thought we'd be working together again. So in the years that we've, in the intervening years between our original stint on Today FM and our glorious return, I had started with Fade, my Aidan O'Connell, my guy, my tattoo removal guy.
Yeah.
And I had the J removed. So I was only left with P forever over my bum. It's just there. It's on my lower back.
Just there.
Well,
that's nice. Yeah.
Isn't
it
gorgeous? So I'm just getting the J put back on again now.
Okay. Yeah. P forever sounds a bit strange.
Certainly, unusual. And Kevin's over there as well on tattoos. Kevin.
Ray.
Yeah.
Don't be forgetting the best of them all.
Best tattoo.
The Edinburgh Military Tattoo.
Of course.
Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. Ray Foley. Cheers, Kevin. With Supermax and the Plaza Group. N17 Plaza in Tume. At €20,368.32, making the call on the Today FM cash machine in a couple of minutes. And Britney Spears next.
Are you ready for...
I think I'm ready now. Britney and Toxic. Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley. And for your Monday afternoon, God help us. I was on Ireland AM this morning. That was early. The thing is, getting up early is not the issue. It's knowing you have to get up early and then spending the entire night waking up every 20 minutes knowing that that goddamn alarm's going to go off. Otherwise, it's fine. It's a grand experience. I don't know what I got for you. This is Liam Neeson. Did you see here about Liam Neeson's new gig?
He's got a new gig.
Liam Neeson, you've heard of him. He's got a very... I've got a very particular set of skills.
Oh, now I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, had you forgotten it of him?
Yeah, thanks for the reminder.
You're the best man for the job,
that's
Michael.
Alan Rickman, actually.
Yeah, but he's in the same film.
All right.
I've got a very particular set of... I've got a particular set of... I've,
particular.
You give me back my daughter. You give me back purple burglar alarm.
Is all of this entirely necessary?
Liam Neeson is to step into the brogues of the late Leslie Nielsen in a reboot of the police spoof classic The Naked Gun.
What?
I think this is a fantastic idea.
This is strange.
It is strange, but I think it's inspired.
Has he done comedy before?
He did that recent episode of Derry Girls, didn't he? He was in one of those, and he is... I think he would be well, if provided it's written right, provided the whole script and the situations are crafted carefully, I think he'd be able to deliver it in a very deadpan, very funny way, much like Leslie Nielsen.
But like, I mean, Lieutenant Frank Drebin is Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Is he playing the part of the same role?
I think it's the same role, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Rumours that Neeson, who is 70, was attached to the new series. They're talking about at least making one of the movies. Began when he told the People TV show that he was in talks with Seth MacFarlane, who's going to produce the film. Again,
Perfect.
Somebody on text 0874-100-102 says he was in Ted 2 as well. And was Seth MacFarlane involved in Ted?
He was Seth MacFarlane is Family Guy. He produced Ted and Ted 2, did the voice. Mark Wahlberg was the star of it. And Liam Neeson was in that as well.
Right.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
I'm looking forward to seeing this already. They were some of my favourite films growing up as a teenager.
Favourite bits?
Oh, where Lieutenant Frank Drebin he breaks into an office and he's got a little torch in his mouth as he's rifling through drawers.
Uh-huh.
And you don't see, it's looking at his face, and he reaches into the top drawer and he goes, bingo. And he raises his hand and it's a bingo card. I mean, it's a very visual joke, but then movies are visual. Do you know what I mean?
The Leslie Nielsen being interviewed with, this is when he was being interviewed to promote, you know, these promotion press junkets.
Yeah.
Leslie Nielsen would always have a fart machine with him. It's most of the interviews he's done, you can find them on YouTube. The very funny Leslie Nielsen lets loose with many farts during a TV interview in 2003. He had a fart machine that he would do this in. He would push the buttons on the little fart button machine while he was being interviewed.
Excuse me, I don't know whether I can do this. I'll do the best I can, though.
All right, we're getting near lunch, and I know you're a little...
Well, it was the salmon. Sometimes you just get the wrong piece of salmon.
Was that you?
Well, I don't see anybody else in here who's going to be doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, Neeson, you've got big shoes to fill, pal. Niall Horan at Today FM. I like the way you talk. I like the thing. Niall Horan, nice to meet you. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to Monday. Liam Neeson was on Life's Too Short. Ricky Gervais's Life's Too Short. Remember that?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He was very funny in that, talking about acting as well. Was he talking about acting? Or who's Gandalf? Ian McKellen. He was talking about acting. Did you want to... I watched that over the weekend. Ian McKellen talking about acting. He was like, I just pretend to be some... I have a character and then I pretend to be that character. You see, I'm not really a wizard. I just pretend to be a wizard. Very good. All right, what have I got for you? This is... BTS.
Yeah.
BTS.
Our beautiful boys.
BTS, beautiful boys. The members of K-pop band BTS will fulfil their mandatory military duties under South Korean law, their management company has said. This is big news today, particularly among the... What are they called? The BTSers? The...
Oh, are they called the soldiers or something like that? They've got a squad name.
So they're off to do their... In South Korea, they're obligated to do military training. The band's oldest member, Jin, will revoke his request to delay his conscription at the end of the month and undertake the required conscription steps. Jin and his six other bandmates said they're looking forward to returning to the music scene around 2025. They're going to be gone for 2 years.
Yeah, it's nearly 2 years to the services, yeah.
What are we going to do? What's your favourite BTS song?
Butter.
Butter?
Yeah.
Butter's not going to be no good to them inside the Defence Forces.
Sure enough.
Dynamite might be good, though.
That's handy. Prior like knowledge. Yeah.
They will be asking for permission to dance from their commanding officers. And that's the extent of my BTS song knowledge. Let me call my Defence Forces guy.
You've got... Unbelievable. What are you meeting all these guys?
My BTS guy is busy, so I'm calling my Defence Forces guy instead.
Right.
This is Kieran. Kieran or Kieran? Try and ask him. I should know. It's ringing. Hello?
Hello.
Is that Kieran or Kieran?
Kieran.
Kieran, how are you? Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Very good, Ray. How are you keeping?
Pretty good. You're Lieutenant Kieran O'Shea, and you're in the in line training in the Naval College in the Irish Naval Service. Is that right?
That's exactly right, Ray, yeah.
I've described it all correctly. Come here, I just wanted to get a sense, because the BTS boys are going in to do their training for the next two... Well, they say they're going in for the next 2 years. And I was wondering... on this side of the world, we don't have obligatory go in and get trained up for a couple of years. But I wanted to get a sense maybe of what it is you might have to put up with if you sign up and go in. What are the initial stages of training?
Well, okay, so as you said there, so I'm in the Naval College, so I could definitely speak towards the Naval Service crew training. So basically, it's a 22-week syllabus of training here for basic recruit induction.
Right.
And in that period of time, you will be learning foot drill, so marching, which is basically, you know, the hallmark of any, I suppose, any military unit, and the purpose behind that is to learn to obey orders and move as a unit, and move, you know, in a smart and seamanlike fashion. Along with that, you learn arms drill. Again, there's a ceremonial element to that, so in company with foot drill. But also you learn weapons training. So the two weapons that we would teach there in recruit training is the Steyr, so the Army Universal Assault Rifle. So it's a 5.56. Basically, it's semi-automatic or fully automatic, depending on what you want to,
okay,
to use it for. So you use that. We learn how to use that safely. We go to the range. We fire that off. We also learn the Heckler & Koch 9mm Universal Service Pistol. And we would use that then for arm boarding, for example. So again, that's another part of the recruit syllabus, is to learn to be part of an armed boarding team. So we would send, you know, in operations, we have done so historically for, you know, basically drug boardings. So we send a team.
Yeah, we
would send a team to, you know, if we received intelligence or whatever, we'd send a team out and they would be the guys getting on board. And basically taking it down, as it were.
Yeah.
So you'd be trained into how to move tactically and to be able to cover your buddies off and all that.
So what happens when you've got a fresh-faced young punk like myself signing up? I mean, at what point do you take one look at me and you go, Jesus, no, absolutely not. My God, no. What's the filtering process?
Okay, yeah, so there are, we have standards, eh? Absolutely.
Forget it. I love the way you took that, Kira. That was cruel.
I'm sorry.
Lieutenant, that was below the belt. You can't handle the truth.
there's a certain level of standards we expect. So we have a physical assessment. There's a medical that you have to pass, and there's a vetting process as well. But you know, you don't have to be, you know, a marathon runner or a weightlifter to join the Navy. You know, you're at a certain level, and we get you fit as well. So another part of it is physical training.
It's 22 weeks then to do that. Then to get them.
Yeah, absolutely. We start at the base and we build up, and by the end of it, you're fighting fit.
Okay. In the 22 weeks, they should be ready to go. What's the opting out point? I mean, can you go at any point? Can you just at any point go, look, this isn't for me, I'm out of here?
Well, that's it. I mean, it's not for everybody. We're a volunteer military. There's no conscription in the Irish, in Ogling na Héireann. So absolutely, at any point, if you find it's not for you, you can drop out, and that's fine. We don't want anyone who doesn't want to be there. You know, it's not good for anyone, for the organisation or for the individual. Obviously, we would try and, you know, get the reasons behind that. If it's something that can be fixed, we will do everything we can to do that. But if it's something that the person, they don't fit with it, well, then absolutely we would facilitate that.
No, yeah, it almost certainly wouldn't fit for me because you need a pretty big uniform. Let me just put it that way.
we've all shaped all sizes, right?
What's the pass or failure rate then? Who sticks the course then from the outset all the way through the 22 weeks?
It really depends. It depends, I suppose, maybe on the group dynamic within the class. But generally, you may have a 10-15. 20% dropout rate. You might have higher. You might have or you might have lower. You know, so it really depends.
But what do you make of the likes of what's the English one? SAS, Ultimate SAS, and there's Hell Week as well in Ireland.
Oh, Hell Week is excellent. I think it's excellent. Yeah, it's kind of that's obviously Special Forces is another level, but it features a lot of the stuff that we do ourselves here in the Naval Service.
Because we've been watching it, going, "Ash, this is all just drama. This is all put on just for the sake of the TV show." But it's not. It does give an insight into what it's actually like, does it?
To an extent. Like, I mean, as I said, you have the Special Forces. I mean, that's maybe several notches up, but you know, I suppose the intent, the intensity of some of the stuff. Like, for example, when they're in, you know, they're doing the damage control element. So when they're in that unit where it's filling up with water, we do that. We do that training. It's part of our damage control and firefighting training. So basically, on board a ship, you're your own fire brigade.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to respond in any kind of emergency. Same if God forbid the ship were to hit something and you start flooding, you have to be able to control that. So we have facilities in the National Maritime College of Ireland where we get trained up on all these cool things. And it's excellent. Yeah, brilliant.
Have you seen the Irish dancing video?
I have, yeah.
Do I have to be able to Irish dance for him signing up here, Ciarán?
No, absolutely not.
this is the video, the Irish Defence Forces recruitment video, where the two boys, the two Irish dancing
Gardner
boys.
Brothers, yeah.
The Gardner brothers, no. The tap dancing, the Irish dancing to Seven Nation Army. So you're grade what in the Irish dancing, Ciarán?
I don't know.
You're a very good sport. Thanks for taking our call.
No problem, Ray.
And you can find out more, I guess, online if you want to. If you're interested.
Yeah, absolutely. www.military.ie, and we're always recruiting, so it's a great career if anyone wants to come in, and it's a stepping stone to further things as well.
Worth having a look. Cheers,
bye, Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother.
Hey, thanks, Lieutenant.
Cheers, Lieutenant. Have a good day.
Good luck.
Much love. Bye. That's my Navy guy.
Well, evidently, and he loves the show.
Yeah. Right, thanks, Ciarán, for taking the call. And good luck to BTS in their endeavours. Right, your cash machine call's on the way. Now, Little Mix, it's the FM. And I and nobody. David Guetta, Becky Hill and Crazy What Love Can Do. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon to you. And I really hope you're well. Sorry, we're just in the middle of trying to work out if tonight's House of the Dragon is the last episode of the series.
Do you remember what the name of the last episode you saw was, Ray?
Please bear with. The Black Queen is tonight, is it? 23rd is the last one. So it's 16th was last night. So tonight's one is the second last one. And then next week's one is the last one. And then the dragons dance. That's how they ended last week's one.
Okay, you'll be bereft with that show, won't you? You'll love it.
I absolutely love it. So that's tonight. And my wife loves it as well, because she spends most of the day going, and you've got your dragons tonight now, so I'll be heading off to bed early. Good luck.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
You watch your dragons and I'm going to bed, sweetheart. Good night.
Today FM's.
George Ezra's new song, Dance All Over Me. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Harley, good afternoon. How you doing? It's good, isn't it? I mean, it's no shotgun. Still a good boss. Have you been following the state of the economy in the UK and over in Britain over there?
Generally not good, is it?
Cheap iPhones on the scrap heap as UK dumps VAT-free shopping scheme. Were you aware of a VAT-free shopping scheme in the UK?
How do I avail of it?
This is the end of it. It's going soon. Say goodbye to cheap British iPhones. Does anyone know about this? That if you went over to England or you went to the Apple shop in Belfast or you went to London and you bought an iPhone, you could get it VAT free.
Why?
Because this was a scheme that they had over there.
All right.
One of the measures, blah, blah, blah. This is the new book, Jeremy Hunt, who has replaced Kwasi Kwarteng after just a number of days really in the job.
6 ministers for finance in 6 years, isn't it?
They're doing great. I don't care what you say.
They're flying through them.
They're doing great.
Great turnover.
The scheme, along with a plethora of other tax breaks pitched by Mr. Kwarteng, will have blown a multi... Blah, 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 blah. Where is it now? Now, instead of picking up an iPhone Pro for just £879 on a sneaky shopping jaunt to London, Irish visitors to Britain will now have to pay the same price as the locals, £1,099. Did anyone do this? Oh, and why didn't anyone tell me? 0874-100-102. We'll play Sigala in a couple of minutes in Kygo next.
Ray
as well.
Foley. With Supermax and Super AFM weather.
With Zurich. Let us steer you in the right direction with Zurich Car Insurance.
Just confused, but...
Oh, sorry. Very windy with the odd shower today. Highs of 12 to 15 degrees. Today FM News. Last word, 4:30.
You're a good boy, Ben. You're a good boy. Now, let's go through a couple of items here, Ben.
Okay.
Item one. It's not a ban on selling, is it? It's not a rent ban. Is that what you're talking about?
You see, it's kind of getting into semantics.
This is it, you see. So what was it they were expecting to be announced today?
Well, you could call it an eviction ban. It's not going
an
to be
eviction
announced.
Ban, yeah.
It's not going to be announced today. There's going to be a government leader meeting. So that's Micheál, Eamon Ryan, and Leo. They'll be meeting tonight to talk about this.
Okay.
Cabinet meet tomorrow, and they'll discuss further about the possibility of this eviction ban. Basically, what they're looking at is a landlord will not be allowed to sell your apartment or house while you're living there. And anyway, it's 6 months. They have to give you 6 months' notice anyway. So. Doing it until March makes
a difference.
It does, yeah.
And then Leo Varadkar saying it's going to be what, a moratorium rather than a ban or something?
A moratorium and notices to quit. So that means that the landlord won't be allowed to sell it. But an eviction is a legal term. They have to go to court to get you evicted.
Oh, I hear you. Okay.
So evictions would still technically be allowed to happen.
Now, on the iPhones.
Yeah.
This was right in the getting stuck in the weeds now on this one. This was a thing that Kwasi Kwarteng, as the previous chancellor in the UK, God bless him, no longer with us. He had suggested, he had floated this idea. See, in this article in The Independent, they're saying, say goodbye to cheap British iPhones, but you never had the chance to say hello to them in the first place.
He did announce that in the mini budget. He announced that for foreign visitors, they wouldn't have to pay VAT. Much like American tourists in Ireland, where they're allowed to buy goods.
Yeah.
They can prove that they're not going to be using them in Ireland.
And taking them out of the country, yeah.
We would have been able to avail of a similar scheme. The Brits were trying to get tourists in, and this was one way of doing it. Give us tax-free shopping, basically.
Kwasi was our guy. Kwarteng was our guy.
Bring him back.
For the phones. Mm. But now Hunt is in, and Hunt's not our guy.
Yeah.
The plan's not going ahead, then.
No, it's good. Well, it was uncosted. They didn't know how much it was going to cost.
Ah, luggers. Everyone loves an iPhone. Everyone loves an iPhone, Ben. Come on, man. Lovely to talk to you as always.
And you. And give my best to JP there.
JP? Oh,
thanks. Thank you, Ben.
There you go.
Much appreciated. Thank you. Ray Foley.
Sigala. Stay the night. Today FM playing the music you love. It's Ray Foley on for your Monday afternoon. Hello there. Ray is my name, and my good friend, my old pal, my buddy, my chum. He's my pal. He's my good town boy.
He's my best friend. He's my pal. He's my homeboy. My rotten soldier. He's my sweet cheese. My good time boy.
My good time boy. That's is me. JP.
Yeah, hi.
So on the subject of this is the iPhones, cheap iPhones, and get them VAT-free in the UK. It's not happening now. Forget it. It was a great idea. Say what you like about Kwasi Kwarteng. He has some great ideas for the Irish. I mean, I'd vote for him because I don't live in his jurisdiction and I could get a cheap iPhone if I was going over there. I don't know about phones, Ray, but I do fancy a pre-Christmas booze run to Newry. I live in Kerry. Will the savings offset the petrol expenses from Owen? Owen, are you being funny there? Because surely the petrol expenses are going to be wicked from Kerry to Newry and back again.
I would think, Owen, you would have to buy in extreme bulk to offset the cost of the petrol.
Yeah.
You'd want to bring a trailer with you.
But then, like if you're going to be driving a lorry up to Newry and back,
yeah,
the cost of the fuel on that's going to be massive as well.
Might want to rethink, Owen.
We are not economists, Owen, as we've clearly established, and we're not the people to talk to with regard to this. However, if you're forget driving to Newry. Do you know where you should be driving? We've got a big announcement on the show this afternoon.
Yeah. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah, here we go. Here it comes. Forget driving to Newry, because we want you to drive to Moneygall. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This Friday, the little show that could. The little show with spirit, passion, and pride. Do we have pride? Very little at this stage. Whatever's left in terms of the pride. Could you check the pride-o-meter? The pride gauge. The little broadcast will be coming to you live this Friday afternoon from Supermax at the Barack Obama Plaza.
Oh, yes, please.
In Moneygall, County Offaly. Yes, indeed. The Barack Obama of Irish radio. You're my Michelle.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
I'll be there making my public address to the people of my homeland, of my spiritual homeland.
Is it the ancestral seat of the Foley family? Is it Moneygall? Well,
anywhere there's a Supermax is where... So, yeah, that's right. This Friday, between 2 and 4.30, we're going to be there. Eating double my body weight in curry chips. Thank you very much. I'm making a world record attempt. That's this Friday from 2 on Today FM. on Sex on Fire on Today FM. Play the music you love. Look out, Moneygall, here we come. Barack Obama Plaza this Friday afternoon. We're going to be there eating. Are we broadcasting as well? Is that a part of it?
Apparently, in between bites. Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. I swear to God. Yeah, we didn't get to do Colin Farrell. Where Banshees of Inisherin star Colin Farrell tells us he's getting into the potato Farrell game. They'll be in shops in time for Christmas in Colin Farrell. We didn't get to do Rebel songs, where actress Rebel Wilson comes in and sings her favourite Wolf Tones songs in Rebel songs. And we didn't get to do Calvin Harris, where we talk to Ireland's leading Calvin Harris tribute act. He's based out of King's Court, and he goes by the stage name Calvin Harris. It's from Cavan, you see. Things good. Hey, Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Ray Foley.
Have a lovely evening. Talk tomorrow.
With Supermax, home of the 100%.